Welcome back here with the news at 1. One person was arrested for intoxicated driving every hour over the May bank holiday weekend, according to figures released from the An Garda Síochána. They've described the volume of people detected driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs as a real concern. Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau is on the line. Jane Humphreys, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking our call today. Tell us more about what you found over the weekend.
Yes, Gavin, over the weekend, which ran from the 2nd to the 7th of May, we carried out over 1,000 checkpoints for intoxication. And during those checkpoints, we did over 5,000 tests, where unfortunately 196 people were arrested for intoxicated driving.
Were these random tests, or were these tests taken on the basis that you suspected somebody might be intoxicated?
No, these are random tests taking up what we call a mandatory intoxicant checkpoint. So they are random tests. So there was 196 people, which, as you were saying, is one per hour. Now, we would like to thank those people who were tested and weren't driving with alcohol and drugs, but there are those who put not only themselves, but all road users at a very serious risk. And this message of not driving intoxicated just does not seem to have resonated with them.
Tell us about what you found in relation to people driving using their mobile phone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, mobile phone use, and not simply mobile phone use, but being distracted in the car. Our message is simple here. It's keep your eyes on the road. And anything that takes your eyes off the road is a serious risk. We cannot afford to take our eyes off the road for a second. The distance that we travel, even travelling at 50 kilometres per hour, is vast, and you have the real risk and possibility of causing a serious collision.
Seat belts, what did you find?
Seat belts, but over 100 fixed charge notices, tickets for seat belts. And again, it is unbelievable that someone can get into the car and not fasten their seat belt. There's been campaigns running for many decades now, and we all know the seriousness of not wearing your seatbelt when you're involved in a collision.
Were you surprised at that figure?
I was surprised at that figure. We do know that, unfortunately, those who are killed in fatal collisions, that it can be as high as 1 in 4. But that's not what we normally see when we're out and about driving. The majority of us will see people wearing their seatbelts. And everybody understands the reasons why. And indeed, most cars now have the technology where you have to put your seatbelt on.
Or it makes a very loud noise. So more than 100 people not wearing a seatbelt, over 220 people found to be using their mobile phone, over 900 drivers detected speeding over the weekend. Tell us about some of the speeds.
Some of the speeds were very excessive. Again, the majority of us are driving within the speed limits. We have one example there where it was over double, and that was on a 60 kilometre per hour road. And what we have to remember is a 60 kilometre per hour road is being shared with other vulnerable road users, such as cyclists and pedestrians. And we had another example of 81 kilometre in a 50. And again, we will have vulnerable people, cyclists and pedestrians, because if you hit a pedestrian at 50 kilometres per hour, they only have a 50% chance of survival. If you raise that up to 60, that chance of survival reduces to 10%.
Very important.
Pardon?
One death on Irish roads over the weekend, but there were quite a number of people who were seriously injured too.
Yes, there was unfortunately one fatality, and also 9 serious injury collisions also took place, and that has resulted in 10 people receiving serious and life-threatening injuries. So any fatality on a road is absolutely tragic. However, for every fatality, there will be 10 people, at least 10 people, who will have life-changing injuries which will affect them for the rest of their lives.
Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, thank you for speaking with us.